For all the best bits of the Carrie and Tommy show, you listen to The Catch-Up. For all the best baby brands, look no further than Baby Bunting, supporting new parents since 1979.
Afternoon, Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Afternoon to you, Buzz.
Afternoon to you, Mr. Tommy Little.
G'day, Buzzle.
We have such a big show today.
I'm excited slash...
nervous, you should be.
Yeah.
Because up after this next song, I have a challenge for you. It is an eating challenge. It involves food, your favourite thing.
Yeah.
I'm jealous that I can't take part in it, but I have a lot of faith in you. We're going to do that next. Andy Lee's coming up. We've got, I'm telling you this latest thing, latest lie that Evie's told.
Ooh.
Honestly, she's on a roll, this girl.
Is she?
Yeah. Okay. This girl. She's three. This toddler.
I thought you were going to say woman.
Hey, plus, Hughie and Kate going to be helping us out with the paper quiz today. Big show coming up. Stick around.
Everything in the show there.
Let's Where else would you go? You'd want to hear all of that, wouldn't you?
And a tease break coming up in about 30 minutes as well.
Lady Gaga.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There's lots happening here that wasn't planned. Like Andy Lee was meant to be here in 5 minutes' time and he's here now.
Yeah, so, and mate, I was doing that awkward thing of not saying anything until I was introduced, which I don't know why.
So please welcome Andy Lee.
I don't know why you feel that in radio circles.
Well, it was the second awkward thing you did, because the first awkward thing was you didn't come in but you stood with your face at the window at the door, and I was like, well, and you go, am I too early? Knowing you are.
It's like some kind of horror film. You guys looked across there and there was a face in the window.
Oh, God, there's a model at the window again.
Sonny, speaking of what you just... thanks, Buzz. Speaking of what you just did, when we used to broadcast in New York City when Hamish and I were doing Gap Year, the drive show.
Jeez. Is that a record, Buzz?
Yeah.
Is that the quickest brag / clang we've ever had?
Especially in our little cupboard too. When we were in New York, I mean, you're in the little cupboard.
Not even 30 seconds in. Five minutes before he's meant to be on air. Yeah.
Anyway, we just come from dinner with Hugh Jackman. And
he's double-clanged us!
No, the point being is that Hamish was getting furious about something in a rant, like a kind of a loses it every... Hughie's got loses it, you know, Mick Malloy's had a gutful. They all have one of those kind of things. And he smashed a glass. And the studio was at my house. And my dad woke up and came out. And my dad just wears a T-shirt, no undies.
Oh, Porky Pigging it.
Yeah.
Oh.
When he goes to bed.
Why does he bother wearing the T-shirt?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Because that's the fashion dream of every man around Australia.
Okay,
it's called Humphrey B. Bearing or Porky Pigging.
Okay.
And it's...
Why is it called that?
Because that's what they wear.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. They wear...
Yes. You know, that's something more sinister.
No, it doesn't. Porky Pigging does sound way worse.
Anyway, finish the story. Sorry.
So he's come out and he's like, what's going on? He's like, oh, don't worry, we're just having a laugh about this. And not knowing that we were in a song. And so being dad, who loves cleanliness like me, he gets out the vacuum cleaner, right? And we start the next break. And I'm like, Hamish, Dad, drive me home. My dad's a little hard of hearing. So I'm going, Dad. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry, the nation. Dad.
And I love that at this stage, his tackle's still out.
Yes.
But your biggest worry is you're making noise.
And he's like, what? I said, we're on radio.
You're burning our eyes and our ears, Dad.
Is that before you had webcam?
Yes, that was well before.
What a shame.
That's all we got time for.
We're going to talk to you about episode 7 of, Real Stories.
True
Stories. Yeah. Sorry. True Stories in a moment. Mm-hmm. But for now, you have come early. And what we're about to do.
Guys.
No, I haven't told Tommy what's about to happen now. But there was a story that really perked my interest yesterday. We do a segment called Fat Guts Anonymous, where it's about people that just love eating and they ring up and confess. And
I love it.
Carrie ate 4 cakes in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Well. Look,
just because Andy's here, don't change the story.
I don't want to sound like a big fatty. Anyway, a German Iron Man has been banned from an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant, right, after discovering their policy of all-you-can-eat might not be as definitive as first thought. So he smashed nearly 100 pieces of sushi, and at the end of it, I mean, just done an Iron Man. You can eat 100 pieces of sushi. They said, mate, you need to leave the restaurant.
Wow.
Right?
They banned him.
Is that someone's just bought a sushi in. Is that 100?
So what I thought is it only an Iron Man triathlete who can eat 100 pieces of sushi? No. I reckon the great man in front of me, he's about to do a marathon in Antarctica.
Oh, the marathon.
runner. I reckon you could give him a run for his money.
The marathon runner has not been training a lot.
No, yeah. But how many pies can you eat in a weekend?
My best is 7. Well, no, sorry. I ate 7 in technically 24 hours. I did 14 party pies at the footy once.
See, you've got this covered. So what I thought is during the next hour of the show, we're going to see how many, whether you can match Jaroslav Bobrovsky's.
Yeah. Jaroslav.
I think that's
your
his name.
If you ever can. Jaroslav! Not again!
Whether you can beat his 100 pieces of sushi.
I'll tell you what, between sushi and Jaroslav, we're really ticking off certain parts of the world, aren't we?
So that's 100 there. That looks. You cannot. That would be
it's a lot
fine
of rice,
if you
isn't
had
it?
A dinner party.
But yes.
And you said, hey guys, this is what we're having. The five of us are all having for dinner.
That's a party. That's a party's worth.
Yes.
But I'm a one-person party.
Yes. So get cracking. We're going to go to a song. When we come back, we will talk about your show, which is why you're here.
Thank you.
Don't touch your sushi. It's
I
for
won't.
Him. You can't aid him in any way, and I'm pregnant, so I can't help him
anymore. Andy Lee, after this.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
We welcomed him here 10 minutes ago, but let's welcome back Andy Lee. Yeah.
You've joined us for Tommy's eating challenge. He's trying to beat Jaroslav Bobrowski, a German Ironman triathlete who ate 100 pieces of sushi at an all-you-can-eat sushi bar and then was kicked out because apparently it's not all-you-can-eat. It's
just
hundreds too many.
Message from Jaroslav's best friend, worried. He's quite quaking in his boots at the moment.
He? He's felt a tremor. Yeah. He's gone, uh-oh, there's someone out there having a crack.
He's got nothing to worry about. You're trying to get to 100. You've eaten how many?
11.
And you already look full.
So I was feeling real confident. I was like, I've got this. Yep. And then the first bite of the first piece didn't even get down my gullet. And I went, this is going to be tough.
Yep, I've experienced this before.
Yeah, you've done eating challenges.
Hamish and I have been in so many eating challenges. We've never won any. But we've had the same amount of confidence as you did before.
Yeah.
They're there for a reason. They're hard to do.
What's the closest you got?
We had a...
42 pieces of sushi into 100?
I think it was 70 chicken wings.
Oh, God.
Oh, at Kodiak.
Between you or on your own?
By myself.
Oh, my
was
God.
That a, was that at Kodiak?
It could have been.
Yeah.
I think I got to 53 and vomited, but then when you vomit, you're out.
See, should you be out? Or if you manage to clear your gullet and you can keep going?
Oh, no, people would be happy to keep going. The thing is, what we're doing to Tommy now is really bad. It's the first 20 minutes. So your stomach, nothing will hit your stomach telling you to stop for the first 20 minutes.
So keep eating. So why have you stopped? Keep going.
Because he's stuffed.
Because I don't know if I want to take advice from a man who just admitted he's never won an eating challenge.
You're not going to get through this if you don't keep eating.
But I mean, I'm already 11 in.
Keep eating.
You are 10%, but you're in your golden 20. The golden 20 minutes.
But a lot of people have a golden 20. I like to think I've got a good golden hour.
So his philosophy for how he's going to get through the Antarctic Marathon is just rise to the challenge on the day.
I'm a main event player. I don't turn up to preseason games. Yeah. I don't even care about the regular season. Yeah. Grand final. Yeah. That's when I come to play.
Yeah, how'd you get selected?
Yeah,
that's actually
himself.
A good question.
Anyway, while
it's
you
a play
eat,
to play game.
While you eat, we're going to talk about your show tonight because I've read, you know, you get releases all the time from the networks to tease what's coming up on your show. Mm. And the episode summary of tonight's show, the entire office here, we were like, and then what happened? And then I was like, we have to watch the show, people. Tell us about tonight's
This is
one.
The most horrific story Hamish and I have heard across both seasons.
Horrific?
It's horrifying. It should be like a horror movie, but the fact that they've got the sweetest, nicest, like, smiley girl telling the story, you realise that she didn't die. But she should have died.
So how does it start? She falls in love.
Yeah. So it starts as a basic love story. She falls in love with a guy called John, played by Ian Meadows, heartthrob. And she stayed at his place. He has shift work, so he goes to bed. He gets up and leaves early.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And she wakes up trapped in the house for some reason. I can't give away the reason.
Can I say what it says on the piece of paper? It says she wakes up to discover that something's attached to her hand.
Yeah.
What is attached to her hand? Find out tonight at 8:40.
Yeah, well done. But I was like, we've got our most expensive prop for the whole season, both seasons tonight. And the most money we've ever spent on special effects to try and bring this story to life. And
it's when not, Lisa, I am so intrigued.
And when Lisa,
it's an expensive show.
And when Lisa watched it back, she was having a bad time. We showed
it was
her
like
first.
PTSD almost.
Yeah,
right.
She did not enjoy parts of watching it back. She was like, oh yeah, that's kind
so
of how
real.
I was feeling. Yeah.
Can you do a, have you ever thought of doing a Gogglebox but of your own show, so you have the people watch.
We do. We film it. So that we've just put up a little thing for Lisa, but we we kind of want to ask permission for these people as well, but we put them through so much already, and then we go, and now we want to film you watching yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
What more are we doing? What? But we occasionally put up little snippets, and one, people might be able to find it at hamishnanny.com, but the very first episode, Carol, she had a son, and she hadn't told, this was 6 months after she filmed with us, she hadn't told him she was in the show.
Oh.
And so she was down in Melbourne to see it, because we like to show them first, and she said, can I bring my son? And he came in, and he still didn't know why he's on this Melbourne trip. He wanted to go to Luna Park. He's like, why the hell am I in this stupid office in South Melbourne? And the show starts, and he's like, what am I doing? And you just see his face go, oh, there's Mum. Oh, there's Hamish Dandy. Oh, my gosh, wow. This is Mum's story being brought to life. It's an amazing realisation.
Crazy.
Well, I love it. I love it. Yep. Last week's episode was great. It kept me on the edge of my seat all episode. So if this is more
this
horrific.
This one sounds fantastic. So 8:40 tonight, you keep eating your sushi.
Good luck.
Feel free to stay. I mean, you came early. You can leave late
what
if
I
you
might
like,
do is ring in later on to see how you're going. No, just listen. I'm sure you're updated.
Andy Lee, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. Tommy is trying to eat 100 pieces of sushi in an hour. How you going there, buddy?
Good, mate.
You don't seem so good. Hey, give us a call, actually. 131060. Looks like Tommy is struggling, so let's give him some encouragement,
struggling.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Give him some encouragement.
No, I think you do
what
need
do you, mean?
You do need some encouragement.
So what, people
you
get on air and just
so...
go, Tommy.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
help you get
mate.
To the
100, Stay tuned
mate.
For that stuff.
It's coming up after 4.
You were so cocky going into this, and you're so cocky about your marathon coming up. This concerns me.
Well, this feels like that this is counterproductive to my marathon. You going...
Carb loading, mate.
This is carb loading.
3 months out. You're trying to beat a German Ironman triathlete who ate 100 pieces at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
What's his name
That's
again?
What we're doing now.
Bobrovsky.
Jaroslav. Jaroslav.
Bobrowski.
Jaroslav. Anyway,
you're going
so
tell
let's
me about
talk
Evie.
Evie.
Can you tell me about Evie?
So the other day I went to pick her up from school and one of the mums said, hey, amazing. And I went... okay. And she said, are you not telling people? And I was like, I don't, what? And she said, that you're having twins. And I was like, pardon? And she said, I know Evie's been telling us all the kids that you're having twins. And I was like, but what? I'm not. And she goes, oh, it's okay. I won't tell anyone. I'm like, no, I'm really not. She said, yeah, she spoke about it. How she went to the doctor with you. And she went on to tell the elaborate story that Evie had told about us having twins, right? Because often kids lie.
Funny girl.
But often kids lie and you can see through their lies. This mum was fully hooked, right?
Very funny little girl.
Yes.
Particularly when mummy's feeling a bit self-conscious about the weight that she's put on.
Then the other day.
Oh, there's more.
Yes, there's more. Then the other day, a friend pulls me aside and says that her daughter who plays with Evie, but who's a teenager and babysits her sometime and stuff. She said, I think Evie's let the cat out of the bag, what you're having. And I was like, oh, we don't know what we're having. And she goes, yeah, Evie's told us. And I was like, what? She said, yeah, Evie told my daughter. And I was like, but we don't know what we're having. she said she took her into the study and because some people have sent me some clothes, right, and I've put them in a bag in the study because I don't know what we're having. I don't know which ones we're going to need. And she went and told the girl that we went shopping on the weekend and that we went and bought a whole lot of boys' clothes and that's the clothes that are in there for the new baby boy. And I said, does your daughter believe it? She said, yeah. She was fully like, we just went there like, there's nothing about her stories that make you think it's not true.
Yeah.
Right?
Even as you're telling me it's a lie.
It sounds believable.
Well, who is lying?
So then my dad.
You or the two-year-old?
Then my dad texts me on Sunday and says, I'm still in shock that you're rolling down the house. I said, pardon?
Rolling down
the
house. What does that mean?
I said, pardon? And he said that you're rolling down the house and rebuilding. And I'm like, mate, we've just finished a renovation. What the hell are you talking about? And he said, Evie told us last night when we were babysitting that you guys are rolling down the house and rebuilding a house. And I was like, who is this kid? Right?
Yeah.
And then he thought it was so funny. He said she had an entire story. She told us how you'd sat down at the kitchen table and discussed it.
Now
I'm so worried about what else she said. The people are walking
around.
How far
did she go with that one, with the rolling down the house? Did she draw up architect's plans? No, I've got the building permits. Have a look.
Anyway, I want to speak to people about lies your kids have told other people that you didn't know and then you found out after the fact. Did you know your son's been telling everyone
and
it's just not true?
Even though I do believe you, there is still a little bit of doubt in my head. Like, if they told teachers at school, there is no way that teachers would believe the parent over the kid.
Of course, because you always think, oh, yeah, the parent just didn't want us to know, you know.
So if you are from any gossip publications listening, don't call Carrie.
In our new house that we're renovating.
There's the headline. All right, 131060, we're looking for lies your kid has told someone else. Give us a call. We'll take your calls after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What are you up to?
I got 40 down.
Wow. Well,
that's impressive.
Okay, you're 40 down. You're trying to get to 100 to beat this Iron Man from German who got to 100 pieces of sushi at an all-you-can-eat buffet, and we're now at 30.
Gustav!
40. Okay, you've only got a couple minutes left. This was over an hour.
Yeah.
So you better keep eating.
10 to go.
You got 10 minutes.
No, we didn't start bang on. Yeah, I've got two a bit after. I've got 15 to go.
Okay. Right. Well, I set the rules, not you, but that's okay. You
can... Sorry. Sorry, Madam Bickmore. I forgot how this industry works.
It's just this show, mate. We're talking lies your kids have told someone else, because Evie's been telling a big porky. She told my dad we're rolling down the house and rebuilding. She told one of the mums at school we're having twins. She's been telling one of our friend's daughters that we're having a boy and that I've been shopping for boys' clothes when we don't even know what we're having. Emma joins us on the line now. Emma, is it your child or did another child tell you a lie?
No, it's my six-year-old daughter.
And what did she say? What did she tell people?
She went to school in the first day of prep and was telling everyone she lived on the concrete, had no food, no money, and would then get money from these older kids and go buy slushies.
Oh. She's a genius.
She is. She is. Entrepreneur.
How old is she now, Emma?
She's almost six, so it was literally like a couple of months ago.
And how are the lies going? Is there a lot more coming out of that mouth, or is that...
Yeah, she's definitely building some good ones.
Could be a good way to pay off the house, just get some money from other people.
Yeah. I mean, we shouldn't encourage that behaviour, but yeah.
Sorry,
Emma. Sorry, you're expecting me to
Emma,
talk.
Tommy's not engaging with you too much because he's trying to eat sushi. Can you give Tommy a pump-up and tell him he can do it, he can get through these 100 pieces of sushi?
Oh, I don't know.
Thanks for your inspiring words, Emma. It's hurting,
yeah. Karina's on the line. Karina, what lies did your kid tell someone else?
Hi, my daughter was with my best friend and they were at the supermarket and she told the checkout lady that I had died and that's why she was with my friend.
Oh, that's horrible. Don't choke on your rice. And straight face,
out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yep, just I don't know why.
Oh.
She was four at the time, so yeah, I don't know.
Karina, before we let you go...
I love the idea of, Mum's dead. Oh, well, off to the shop.
Any words of encouragement for Tommy, Karina?
Yeah, keep going, you can do it.
All right. There you go.
These people are really know how to pump you up, don't they?
Go on, put some music behind this emotional soundtrack next time we do it.
Let's finish with... with Jesse. Jesse, let's start with the pump up before you give us your story. Pump Tommy up. Can he eat these 100 pieces of sushi?
Come on, Tommy, you can do it.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Jess. Thank you.
Smash it.
You're a great person. What was the lie? Is that what?
Sorry, hey guys.
Hey, Jess.
My 4-year-old son went to daycare and told all his teachers and friends that we were having another baby, and he was going to have a little brother. Which I was confronted about, and I was like, no, it's definitely not the case. And 2 weeks later, I actually passed out. I ended up in hospital, and my blood's come back with a high pregnancy reading, and I found out I was pregnant.
Okay, yes. That fits into the tingly Thursday section we did last week that we really needed your call for, because that is really spooky.
Yeah, so, Carrie, you never know. You may be having twins.
And maybe knocking your house down and getting them.
Yeah, you never know.
There we go. Amazing.
That's great stuff.
How many are you up to now?
I reckon if I went into hospital now, I would come back with a high pregnancy reading. That's how I feel.
You'd birth twins?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're in the middle of an eating challenge. Yeah. You're trying to beat a German triathlete by the name
Gustav!
Of Jaroslav Bobrowski. Who got booted out of an all-you-can-eat restaurant for eating nearly 100 pieces of sushi.
Yeah.
I said, could you do that? And you went, of course I could. What are we up to now?
I'm at 44.
Okay. Only at 44. We've only got like 3 minutes
left.
It's
so sore.
The challenge only went for an hour.
I'm going to get to 50.
Do you reckon? Okay.
Eating
you,
more.
In the next
the idea
two,
of
three
eating
minutes.
More food when I'm so full and it's raw fish.
Oh, a bit of raw salmon there. That
well, that's what
delicious.
I'm going to finish off with six of those.
Okay, off you go. Let's get Craig. Craig, come on, pump him up. He's got to get through six pieces
best,
here.
Tommy, but thanks, bear in mind, old mate has had a swim and a bike ride before he did his marathon.
Yes, that's all I'm missing.
And not even just a swim and a bike ride, a big swim and a bike ride.
Well, 4K swim, 180K bike ride, so a little bit peckish.
Oh, Craig, he's looking a bit vommy.
I don't.
He's feeling you're not,
all right.
You're feeling very vommy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think the German Iron Man vomited. I think he was fine.
He might have. You don't know that.
Gemma's on the line. Gemma. Oh, little Gem. What do you want to say to Tommy?
Go, Tommy. I love sushi. I can help you eat it.
Oh, sweetheart.
Thanks, Gem. How are you, Gem?
Good.
Oh, that's...
How do you go with hearing the sound of vomit, Jem? Because I think Tommy's very close.
Well, not sure because I haven't vomited much in my life.
No.
So.
I don't like it. I'm actually scared of vomiting, Gemma. I have a fear of vomiting. I hate it that much. Good chat. Jem, one last.
Don't blame.
No, I'm talking Jem. To you because you're not saying
Mate,
anything
I'm
either.
To eat.
Gemma, what do you want to say to Tommy before we move on to the next caller? He's got three pieces left to go to try and get to 50.
We love you.
Oh, you're adorable.
Love you, Gem.
Thanks, Gemma. And Jeff, finally, I mean, no words of encouragement. Can you just turn it on, please? Help us out
look,
here.
Really come on, Tommy. You're letting tight down. Look, I won the challenge at the Red Lion Hotel in Adelaide, a schnitzel challenge. I can't remember exactly how big the schnitzel was, but it was on a time limit. I got the T-shirt. I got the photo on the wall. You can do this, Tommy.
Oh, no, Tommy. Oh, no, Tommy's vomiting. Oh, Jeff. No. Oh, okay.
I didn't.
Okay. How many are you at? What have you got to get to 50 at least?
I didn't.
How many? What are you at?
Two more.
You got to go two more.
Come on.
Shivers.
Does it work when I cheer myself up?
Oh, I don't know. You're all sweaty now. Oh, you're looking a bit pale.
One.
Oh, and this is not even to get to 100. That's to get to 50. Oh, no. I can't look. I hate vomiting. I can't look.
One more, Tommy. Come on.
Come on, just one more.
Oh, I can't look. I'm not going to look. Okay.
I think Sonda's trying to feed.
I got that boy.
So Tommy's trying to eat 100 bits of sushi in an hour, but we're trying to get to 50 at this present.
Why did you let me go so slow at the start?
Because I kept telling you to eat and you kept talking.
Now is not a time for fighting, Big Mom.
Think about Gemma's words. She loves you, Tommy.
Gemma.
Gorgeous Gem.
Gemma. And then Jeff just called in to brag about how he did.
Yeah. Did Jeff vomit after his, or did he manage to? Jeff, did you vomit after yours?
No. But I did it with my brother-in-law, and he wimped out. Right.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a wimp out here. What are we at?
We're at 50.
Oh, is that 50,
50
now? Oh, my God, he's done it. You've done 50.
Yay.
Yeah. You're a loser.
Don't forget. The end game definitely was 100 here.
The end game was 100. It's like if you went down to your marathon and only did a half marathon. That's what this is. What a disappointment.
Big Moore's Bits. It's up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Raising our glasses to you. Well done, mate.
Well done.
Your bowel movements tonight are going to be hectic. Got through 50 out of 100 pieces of sushi.
I was just saying, if I didn't start on the two big ones right at the start, I reckon I would have got 100.
You would have gone from 50 to 100 if it wasn't for those two bits at the beginning.
It's a confidence game and they really rocked me at the start.
Right.
I'm still not 100% sure I'm not going to spew, but I'm really going to try and perk up for this.
Well, we could do it again tomorrow if you want, and that way you could see if it was those two bits at the beginning.
Oh, if I see if one of those bits of raw fish gets close to me.
All right, cheer up, because we're doing this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go. Not Bickmore's Bits, it's Emmy's Bits tonight.
Who's Emmy?
Emmy. Emmy is happening now.
Who's
she
Emmy?
She is on fire at the moment
is
in the States.
She?
Yes, she's been going all day.
Is she 73 or something? How old is she?
She's 70. The 70th 70. Annual Emmy Awards
Bloody
have
hell.
Been on
she's
today.
Still getting her bits out. Good on her.
The hosts are getting rave reviews. People are, not very kind to hosts. Even if they're good, people say that they're not very good. But a lot of people have been saying the hosts have done a good job.
Oh, I love these hosts. They are the Saturday Night Live Weekend Update anchors, Colin Yost and Michael Che.
Yeah, very I didn't funny know comedians. Who they were. I hadn't seen them before, but they were funny. Have a listen to this.
This year, the audience is allowed to drink in their seats. Mm-hmm. Hope you're excited about that. Yeah, because the one thing Hollywood needs right now is people losing their inhibitions at a work function.
They're great. So those guys do the job that a lot of people come through SNL and then go on to do other things for. So Tina Fey used to do their job.
Oh,
Seth
right.
Meyers, who now has his own Tonight Show, used to do their job.
Right.
It's like one of the most coveted kind of positions. So they're the current.
Okay, but they've nailed hosting. However, I think there's somebody who everyone else wants to host next year because our Hannah Gadsby, love that we can call her our very own, was there and she got up to present the award for directing for a drama series and she did such a great job of her little bit that now there's been all these calls online saying, even people going, I don't even know who Hannah Gadsby is, but can she host next year? Move to restart the telecast with Hannah Gadsby hosting. She's awesome. This is a little taste of her bit.
That's a joke, of course. Just jokes, fellas. Calm down. It's hashtag not all men, but a lot of them.
She's so good. She's taken the comedy world by storm. I told you in Montreal, we were doing the red carpet, and Dave Chappelle, who's like comedy royalty, right? He walked past her and stopped her. And said, I just wanted to say hi and I think you're great. And she came up to me afterwards and she said, I didn't know who that was.
Oh, I love her even more. Amazing. You would love for him to say that to you, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. That'd be life made.
And I love the fact that her whole tour that started all this was that she was never doing comedy anymore.
Yeah.
And now she's become bigger than, she's had to rethink that threat, hasn't she?
Yeah, I think
Miss Hannah.
The States is going to be absolutely cooking for her.
And speaking of directing, a man by the name of Glenn Weiss took to the stage to accept his award for directing a variety special and he reeled off a list of thank yous. But when speaking about his mum, he stopped and turned to his girlfriend and did this.
Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mum was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. Jan, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
Amen. Oh, Sonda's lost her absolute mind over here.
She's crying.
Sonda, you've heard it like 5 times. Is it still making you cry?
No. Don't you feel for the next person who has to get up and accept the award after that?
And their girlfriend's like, ooh.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, sorry, honey, I'm not prepared at all. Imagine if all the other nominees had rings in their pocket as well. Oh, well, guess this has to wait.
But if you want to see the video of it happening, we've put it on the Carrie Tommy Insta page and Facebook and stuff. And the Jan, he was proposing to, deserves the award for Best Actress because her reaction was perfect. It was that whole, no, me? Oh, it was great. It was
and he's saying good. She's acting.
No.
Oh, that's very interesting. Carrie Bickmore hates love.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hello, Hughie and Kay.
You know what? It's better to have tried and failed than not have tried at all.
Thank you.
Is the motto Hughie lives his career by, Tommy.
What I want is I want Tommy Little to try to eat 50 sushi rolls every single day because then there'll be no more six-pack Tommy all over Instagram. And that's what I want.
He was jealous
of your six-pack?
Do you know what I said to you yesterday?
Every man is. Yep.
Yesterday, I said to you I believe that you could run faster than the fastest man in the world on the treadmill.
Yeah,
knowing that you couldn't, I gave you some support, and then you've thrown that right back in my face.
I was trawling Instagram yesterday, and a woman who'd complimented me saying I had a good soul, I saw her comment on one of Tommy's photos saying he's the hottest guy in the world. He was just wearing a towel. All he had was a towel. He wasn't even red. He was just holding it over his private parts. That
was
it.
Can you take a photo like that?
Would you
I could, but no
one's
going to.
Would you swap your compliment for his compliment?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I'd rather the outer.
She actually, what you didn't see, she actually commented 2 comments under my photo, and the other one said that I had a beautiful soul as well.
No.
All right. Well, while you eat, we're going to quickly do the paper quiz because you said last week that you're amazing at quizzes, Husey, so you're here to help. So let's get cracking.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
With the help of Husey and Kay.
And before I start, can
do
I...
Do we have to buzz in? Because he's
no,
very...
No, we're a team. We're a team.
We're all doing this together.
But, but before we start, can I just say I'm really honest because I heard we were going to do this and I was going to cheat and find out the answers, but I didn't do that, so... What a great guy.
But you don't know which newspaper it would be from.
True.
There's so
it's
many.
Herald Sun today.
No.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Here we go. Question one.
Question one. Here we go. Michael Klinger was the inaugural captain of which Big Bash League team?
Ooh.
Michael Klinger.
Yeah, yeah. I know Klinger.
Mash. You
know,
Klinger.
Big Bash.
Klinger. Corporal Klinger.
I'm going to say the South Australian team. The
was that one of the
Adelaide Strikers? The Adelaide Strikers.
I'm going to say the Strikers.
Can I just object?
What?
I don't like sports questions.
Mate, the whole thing, I don't like any of
it. I hate the one where they say, which poet? And I'm like, well, I don't know.
You might be better at this one, Kate. Here we go. Which country has the currency code ILS?
Currency code, ILS. Elira, the Elira.
Oh, is that... Algeria or something? What's that?
The Euro.
I want to say Ireland.
I want to say Singapore.
They're Euro.
No, they've
got
the, their Irish pound.
That's Euro now.
ILS?
ILS. Slings.
I'm going to say Libya. Libya. Do they
I
have
feel
money?
Like ILS is on tags often.
What about...
You buy things. What?
LBS.
Oh, LBS pounds,
We need to keep moving.
What about Egypt or somewhere?
Yeah, we could speculate all day. Are we going to pass on that one?
Iran.
No, it's not Iran. It's not Iran.
Oh, not Iran.
Let's move on to question three.
Egypt.
This is one we will get, I reckon.
Go with Egypt, yep.
Who hosted the first season of the reality TV series Big Brother Australia?
Gretel
Colleen.
We all got that, yep.
Had to be Colleen.
Absolutely.
Alicia Orgello Cook, born in 1981, is better known by what name?
Pink.
Pink?
Pink.
Yeah, no, oh, no, she's Alicia Moore.
Yeah.
Born in 1981.
Cook. Yeah. Born in 1981.
How would that make her?
Alicia Give Silverstone. Us the full name 30. Again.
Alicia. Alicia Orgello 30, Cook.
37?
Who's the girl?
She's 37, isn't she?
Alicia Silverstone?
Yeah,
Alicia Keys.
Is it?
That's
Orgello Cook,
Alicia
you reckon?
Keys. Alicia. How many other famous Alicias
do you know?
My wife gets told she looks like Alicia Keys and she's 37 and that woman's 37. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
This girl is on fire.
Lily Allen.
Go with Alicia Keys.
All right, let's go one more real quick.
Kesha?
Kesha.
No, we've already got, we've locked in Alicia Keys.
Which video game is well known by the acronym PUBG?
PUBG. Video game.
Yeah, which video game?
Video game.
Pirates of the...
Pirates.
Pirates.
People under...
Poles.
What's...
Beach.
With poles.
Problems. Oh, this is the worst quiz ever.
Fortnite.
This is
terrible.
I really got lucky.
It's not even enjoyable.
The Sims? No. Is it The Sims somehow?
Should we lock in The Sims?
PUBG. Is it PUBG?
PUBG,
yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in some of the answers, though.
All right, let's go through the answers real quick. Michael Klinger was the captain of the Adelaide Strikers.
Great work.
Thank you.
ILS is Israeli.
Close.
The shekel.
We're in the area. Yeah.
We got Gretel Colleen, right?
Yeah.
It's two out of three. Yeah.
Alicia Keys.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
This is uncanny.
And it wasn't The Sims, it was Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Didn't know.
That was the other one.
That's a win. I reckon we've won. Have we won?
No, we haven't.
We're above average. Three from five.
Three is great. Three is great.
Above average.
Three is good.
Three is really good. That's 60%.
Three is great.
Get you a pass.
Why am I only clapping?
No. Three is great. We could get into a teaching degree for sure.
There we go.
And we know where apostrophes go.
Exactly.
All right, Husey and Kate are up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, pass me some sushi, Tommy. Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum,
bum. Oh. The Carrie and Tommy catch-up assists you if you've missed any of the show this week. Baby Bunting assists you on your journey from pregnancy to parenting. Baby Bunting, Australia's largest one-stop baby shop.